What's up, guys? Welcome back to Reality Check in episode 25, the special Thanksgiving edition. My name's Matthew Melendez. Of course, we got to start it off the right way and introduce Michael Jenkins as the birthday boy. Mike, happy birthday, man. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I didn't think you were going to throw that out on air.
I'm
great. Jeez. Honestly, what better way could I start my birthday with the treat of doing a show with you? Man. It's always how I love starting my Mondays, so why wouldn't I want to start my birthday that way?
Well, you know, hey, listen, it's kind of like a Thanksgiving edition / Michael Jenkins birthday edition, you know? So it's kind of like one of those episode 25, you're turning 25, right? I mean,
yeah,
okay.
That's what we'll say. Yeah, 25. I can live with that number.
I like it, you know? And I tweeted earlier, you're forever 21, so I mean, you know, it's true. I can't ever think about you anything different than that.
Hey, I'll take it. As long as anyone wants to say I'm 21, I'll hold on to that number too.
Even when you're 50.
Yes. I mean, I hope I hear it more then.
Oh, man. But guys, like we said, today is the Thanksgiving edition with Thanksgiving coming on up. We feel like it's only right that we just, you know, make a special podcast for that today.
Oh, boy, do we have a feast today. I am super pumped up. We got all the fixings from appetizers all the way to the pie. We got it covered today.
Man. I know you love some pie and dessert, so that's like the perfect way to your heart.
I got a mega sweet tooth, so give me all the dessert I can handle.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it all to you, that's for sure. But, I mean, like any Thanksgiving, you start the day off with some appetizers, and I feel it's only right. Yeah. We start off with the appetizers edition, and, you know, hey, listen, we got to talk about the hottest team in all active sports right now, and I hate saying this because we all know how I feel about this particular team, but the Boston Celtics, I mean, wow. They are on a 15-game win streak, 15-2 after dropping the first two. What do you got to say about them?
I mean, what can't I say? You know, as a LeBron guy, it's tough for me to have to acknowledge something like this with Boston. And of course, with Kyrie being there, it's tough to even want to talk about him. I've pushed it off as long as possible. Yeah. But, I mean, you can't deny it. 15 straight games, the Celtics, ever impressive. The one thing I really love about them is how well they're coached and their defense. I mean, they're giving up under 95 points a game in this new NBA. I mean, that's amazing. And, I mean, it's three better than any team in the NBA. I think it's time we start talking about Brad Stevens as the second-best coach in the NBA behind Popovich. I don't think I would pick another guy other than Pop over Brad Stevens right now. Truly love what he's doing over there as a coach.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, everyone has been saying this for the past couple seasons now that he is transforming this team into something different. You know, his style is not like the rest, you know. And, you know, you look at him as a more of a offensive-minded almost, you know, type of coach. But what they're doing on the defensive end right now is insane, you know. I mean, 15 straight, their franchise record is 19. From what I see right now, I feel like they're going to get that and some. I mean, they got Dallas, Miami, Orlando, Indiana coming up. Toughest rival or toughest team they're facing is Detroit. You know, I mean, let's be honest. They're looking good right now, but I don't think Detroit's that much of a threat. So do I see them getting
19? I'm with you on that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but
no, I'm with you. I agree. I think Detroit's going to come back to earth at some point. They just don't have the pieces there to win throughout the year.
Definitely not. But, I mean, obviously we got to start looking at it in a couple games. The NBA record is 33, of course, by my Los Angeles Lakers. Woo-hoo! I'll give a little shout-out right there. But, I mean, let's be honest. They're looking good. Do you think they have the potential to catch up to that 33?
No. not in today's... Not in today's NBA. The guys don't show out every night. Yeah. That's the problem. Guys take nights off, and it's going to happen to Boston. They've played some close games already. They had a scare with Atlanta the other day. Yeah. So they're going to have a game where they fall on their face. But is this team fantastic? Absolutely. I mean, they held the Warriors to 88 points. Yeah. Like that's practically a Christmas miracle.
It's
like
true.
What the heck?
I mean, the Warriors are leading the league in offensive output right now. So to put them to only the 88, wow.
That just speaks volumes to them. And so, you know, I don't feel threatened by them, obviously, because I have LeBron. But, I mean, they're super impressive. And the thing is, I wish Cleveland played defense like Boston. Yeah. Boston, the effort on defense, I love that about them. They're after it. Every possession, they're looking to get the ball. And I wish more teams play defense like that. I miss the NBA where teams play defense every night.
Well, I mean, you got to start thinking about it, too. Like, imagine if they had Gordon – playing in this season and he didn't, how much better they would be. You know, I mean, they're looking great right now, but they're doing all of this without, you know, Hayward. I mean, wow, how a different team it could be maybe with him there.
Oh, 100%. I don't take that away from him at all. And they're going to look even better next year. And that's a real threat moving forward. Boston looks like in terrific shape to be a great team for years to come. And, you know, on the other side of things in the West, another team I've been really impressed by, Houston Rockets. Oh, my goodness. I know they looked good last year, but they are looking fantastic. They're averaging over 112 points a game. And on average, they're winning by 8 points a night. But the crazy stat, Houston is averaging over 15 threes a game. That's insane.
I mean, you don't think that you'd be able to hit that many in one game, but for them to actually average that, you know, is pretty awesome. But we all know, we all knew going into the season that Houston, on the offensive end, they're going to be really good. We knew that they were going to put up points. They're going to be a fast team. We knew with Chris Paul coming in that they were going to make a lot of noise in the West. And, you know, I've said it before the season. I said it, you know, even at the start of the season that I feel like Houston has enough, but maybe one big and extra, maybe a solid power forward to beating the Golden State Warriors. And I think this might be their division. They might take the West this year if they make that trade. No offense to, you know, Clint Capella, Trevor Ariza, and who else do they have? Who's their main power forward? I can't think of it right now. But
well, they have Nene over there as well.
I mean, that's not enough to get past the Warriors.
It's not enough in that position. I agree with you. I like Clint. He's good and young, but I feel like, you know, I think that they have to find a unique four because they run up and down so much. You have to have a guy that can get up. You know, a guy that might be in the trade block coming up would be, he's out of Toronto. I just had Serge Ibaka.
Oh, yes. Wow, that'd be perfect.
Serge Ibaka, that would be a perfect piece. Like, I didn't think about it to this moment. That's why I didn't have the name ready. But, yeah, that would be a terrific piece for them to add if Toronto wants to move him because, I don't know, you know, Toronto, that team's forever going to lose, so they may move him. So that would be a perfect place for him to land, and that would make Houston. I think you're right. I think Houston's close. Yeah. Adding someone like that would really – it would make the playoffs so much more exciting.
Oh, it definitely would, you know. And, I mean, Ibaka was pretty much kind of used to that kind of run and gun, you know, in OKC for a little bit. And, you know, another one that comes to mind is Marc Gasol. I mean, you know, I would love to see him on that team right there. You know, he'd be a big presence on that court. And I feel like that's literally all they need. And this could be the Warriors and Rockets Western Conference Finals. I mean, I would love to see this, like you said, it'd make the NBA final or it'd make the playoffs a little bit more interesting to watch. But something that stands out to me a little bit more is their road record. They're 9-1 on the road, you know? I mean, they're winning on the road. That's impressive. They beat the Warriors to start the season off in the Warriors' home court. So, I mean, do you think they can continue this?
Oh, 100%. This team is going to have a terrific record. Their offense just, it's too high. They run it at such an efficient rate, and they're just chucking shots, and they love that they do it. So teams, it's just so different for teams. Most teams come run some sort of offense. Houston literally runs up the floor, fires threes, and then runs back for defense. So it's a system that works great, and D'Antoni has it figured out. So and they have great players on that team. This team's going to win a lot of games, 50-plus games easy for them. They're going to win.
Oh, no doubt about that. But don't mention defense to James Harden because we know all about that already with him.
Yeah, that's not a D'Antoni forte. He says, hey, just let them score, and then let's score one more with an extra three.
Exactly. Come on. It's not that hard. Just chuck it up. They're going to hit it.
Hey, with the new NBA, it's a perfect system because everyone's all about running up and down and firing away and not playing much defense. So D'Antoni looks, you know, D'Antoni was ahead of his time, and now he's like perfect time for his offense.
I mean, talk about an amazing finals that would be to see the Celtics, the best defense in the league, go against an explosive offense in the Rockets. You know, I mean, who knows? We might be seeing that coming in June.
I do not want to hear anything LeBron's about the Celtics gonna be sitting, in the finals.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to happen. I hate the Celtics, but I mean, let's be honest. It's playing out that way. LeBron might even be traded before the season's end.
Hey, like Aaron Rodgers, relax. It's November. The King has proven enough that you cannot just go on and say that Celtics.
The Queen has proven it, yes.
Yeah. All she I'm has. Letting you know is LeBron, the King, He still rules the East.
Hashtag LBJ to LA. That's what I'm starting after today.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anyway. After you're done with appetizers, it's time to move on. I'm sure you've had another drink or two more. Right. I'm about to pour a scotch after the appetizers because it's time for the main course. You smelled that turkey done. You're ready to eat. And I think we have to talk about the main course of all of Thanksgiving. That's some NFL action. I mean, of course, you think Thanksgiving, you think NFL. It just goes hand in hand. Unfortunately, two out of these three games are not the best games that any NFL fans would hope for. To start off the NFL talk, we got to talk about the worst game of the day, the Borefest. And, of course, it's the nightcap, the New York Giants versus the Washington Redskins. I mean, could it get any worse to end the night than that?
I mean, honestly, come on. This is like you're giving me the giblets. I mean, I want something good, and I got I look at my plate, and all of a sudden, I got giblets on my plate. I don't want no turkey neck. Come on, man. The Giants and the Redskins. I gotta watch Captain Kirk and the terrible 2-8 Giants. Oh. This is the battle I have to see when my belly's full. I'm already close to sleep after I'm done eating and that extra drink I shouldn't have had, and then I have to sit there and blurrily watch this game. Oh my gosh, yep. Put me to sleep now.
And I wish that NFL would have came together and said, you know what? What's best for ratings and what's best for this day? Should we move some games around? Should we put this as the first game? NFL, they just are too focused maybe on other distractions right now with all their injuries, with protests, with Trump criticizing Marshawn Lynch and, you know, all this other stuff going on.
Jerry Jones.
I mean,
Roger Goodell.
Dude, I mean, come on now.
The soap opera.
NFL just needs to figure this out because they're just looking like a joke right now. And then, of course, we got the game before that, the Chargers versus the Cowboys. I mean, oh my goodness. Like, what's going on here?
I mean, you tell me, Philip Rivers and the 5-5 Cowboys, this is the matchup we wanted. I mean, who really wanted to see Philip Rivers on Thanksgiving? It's tough enough to watch him on Sundays, let alone on a holiday. Yes. Come on, man. I'm not trying to watch that guy on the sidelines.
That's true.
Yeah, and then now the Cowboys get embarrassed yesterday. I mean, they're terrible. Shows you how much Zeke meant to that team. I mean, they do nothing without him now. I mean, this is another terrible game. I mean, this is like I look down at my plate. Not only do I get giblets, now I got the cranberries. I mean, this is like the worst. This is like the worst Thanksgiving plate you could put together for me. I am so incredibly disappointed at my plate when I'm looking at the schedule of these games. This is terrible.
Well, it's kind
of
like, you know, I guess you start off strong because, you know, the first game of the day, unfortunately, has to be the best game of the day. You know, you got the Vikings going against the Lions. I mean, I think that's going to be the important game of that day because, you know, if Lions win, they're only a game behind the Vikings in that division. So this is going to be a hard-fought game, a big game, because it's nationally televised. It's a Thanksgiving day. This game's going to get amped up even that much more. So it's like you start the day off hot and then you end it horrible. I mean, this game's going to be great, though.
I mean, this is exactly what you're like your worst nightmare, you know? Like, NFL, flex this to the night game. Like, why would you ever want your best game first and then, hey, guys, please stick around for these other terrible games? I mean, I promise they'll be okay. I mean, there's nothing worth value here. These games don't mean anything since they're not going to the playoffs, but please check in and watch, right? It's like Minnesota Lions. I mean, the West Coast people have to get up at 9 o'clock. It's a holiday. People are barely going to wake up to watch this game, and it's the best game of the day. And, I mean, look at Minnesota. Super impressive. Best defense in the NFL. I don't even think it's close anymore. Look, I mean, you know, they just shut down the number one offense, my Rams, and they did in convincing manner. And this team looks fantastic, and I really like what the Lions are doing too. I think that both of these teams make the playoffs at the end of the year. That's my prediction. I think they're both in. Because I think they're both good enough, and that's why I love this game. I just wish it wasn't the morning game.
No, true. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to lie, probably for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I've been kind of banging on the Vikings and, you know, kind of saying, like, you know, hey, I'm not sold on them. And we've even had some banter because they played the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers when you were trying to give them some love, you know. So I'm starting to find
always. Always. You can't just enjoy the turkey.
You can't. No, definitely not.
There's always someone at the family, you know, holiday that's stirring the pot. There's always that one.
Throwing a little extra salt on top of things.
Yeah. You know, the turkey's usually a little too dry as it is. I don't need any extra salt on that.
But, I mean, you know, the Vikings are starting to look like a complete team, and they're doing this without, I mean, I guess a quarterback in a sense, you know what I mean?
And a running back.
Exactly. Remember? And a running back. Oh, my goodness. So this team... Defense wins championships, you know. Everyone said it before. We ran a poll in the past as well, and everyone voted defense could win it, and they'd rather have the best defense than the best offense, you know. So they're definitely looking good. But, I mean, hey, no, Stafford's no joke. He's fourth in the league in yardage. He's third in touchdowns. So it's going to be a good game to start off the day. And, you know, I love Thanksgiving Day myself, you know, because I get to get some cooking done, and I get to watch some football, pound a few beers, and, you know, so it's going to be a great day to start off.
I'm right there with you. Nothing like lounging around, overeating and over drinking. That's like the best you could hope for, sitting in front of there watching giants hit each other and take each other out. That's America right there. That's
America. I heard that. I was about to give a hell yeah. You know, I might even give a hell yeah. But obviously, after that main course, after you've, you know, kind of unbuttoned the pants a little bit, maybe even taking the top button down to get some cool air in your chest you're ready to pop open another beer and have some dessert. You know, I mean, yeah, I don't know about you, but I am.
Oh, that's usually right when I've kind of laid into the couch and I lift up the shirt to let my stomach truly breathe. Mm. Then I put my dessert on top of the stomach as I start to eat. It's a whole thing I figured out.
And guys, he is not joking. I think I have photographic proof somewhere. I might tweet that later, but...
Hey, I have a patent-pending chair for everybody out there who knows that same struggle.
Sad but true, everybody, so get ready for that. But I think the best part about dessert is making and talking about Bay, Side Piece, and Friend Zone.
Please.
I mean,
with a little whipped cream on top. I feel like you made me wait forever. It does feel like dessert because, you know what? Usually at the main course, the only thing I am thinking about is dessert, man. I want some of that dessert. Please. Mm. Let me get a full plate of that.
And to make it even special, the fact that we haven't done this in almost 2 weeks because we skipped last week. So, I mean, we got to get some yummy and tasteful ones out today. I selected 3 good ones. I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, please. Let me know. I'm ready. I've been ready. So let me know. Give me the dessert right now.
Would you like a little whipped cream?
Yes, please. Okay. And some cherries.
Ooh, yeah. You know Daddy will give you some cherries, 2 of them. All right. So here we go. I'm giving you Kyrie, CP3, and the beard, James Harden.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That.
They're yummy. You know, they're yummy. So.
That's a nice list of desserts. I'm very interested in... And 2 of the 3. Oh. One's not my flavor. You know, it's kind of like, for me, it's tiramisu. That's not my thing. I'm not on that.
And, I think I already know who your friend zone's going to be, though.
Yeah, that tiramisu is definitely the kid.
Oh, yeah. I knew that was coming.
He's in the no friend zone. I don't even know that guy. He's never invited a Thanksgiving to me. You know what? That guy's not getting an invite. He's not even getting a text. There's no Thanksgiving love there. Yeah. Yeah, that's the no friend zone for Kyrie. Sit yourself over there, buddy. Oh. Then for going side piece, this is a tough one. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna take CP3, and the reason why I wanted to put him as Bay, but this is why. If we're all being honest out there, CP3's career is a bit overrated. And I know people get so upset that everyone staunchly defends Chris Paul. He's so good. He's so great, and he is a very, very good player. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is he's so overrated and his playoff resume doesn't match up and his career doesn't match up to the love he gets. So for that, it's just kind of off-put me. So you know what? Side piece, sure. We'll hit it off. He's easy on the eyes. He's terrific. Seems like he'd be a lot of fun. But everyone else loves him too much and his ego's too big for me to really be there for Bay all day. So for that, I'm taking James Harden. I'm taking the beard because of you. Because of you, Maddie. I look at that good-looking beard and I think it's James Harden. And that beard matches up. And for me, the beard supersedes all the other two. You know, Kyrie can't fully grow anything. CP3 chooses the clean face. And real men, real champions, Bay all day, wear the beard.
Hey, oh, my goodness. Now I know. I'm going to keep this beard. I was thinking about trimming it, taking it down a little bit. But, oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to leave it just for you.
Leave it. There it is.
Just for you. All right. Here we go. It's my turn.
What do you got for me? I'm ready. I know you've been waiting, so I see you pacing over there. Woo! Let's see what you got.
I've been itching over here, getting ready to talk. Okay, my turn. All right.
Your turn.
So, friend zone. I'm going to have to put CP3 in the friend zone because he's just too nice and too soft. And, you know, like, that's not my style. And not only that, you know, but let's be honest. We can't overlook the CP3 curse. You know, I mean, he was drafted by the New Orleans team, and then Katrina happened. Then he got traded to L.A., and then that year the L.A. River flooded, and there was a couple people that died. And then he got traded to Houston, and they had Hurricane Harvey. So, I mean,
oh my God.
I don't have time for this kind of issues. I don't.
That is so impressive that you put that out there like that.
I don't have time for
Chris
that.
Paul.
Chris Paul.
Maybe there's and you know what? This should be, maybe this is a conspiracy. He's also the player president. Yeah. Is that a coincidence?
I don't know.
I don't think so now.
That's what I mean. So I don't have time for any of that. And I'll be a friend, and that's it. You know, like, supporter, like, hey, you had another disaster. My bad. And, like, do you need help? You know, like, I can't be around him.
No wonder he's a State Farm agent. He sets all these things up so he can get a payday.
Oh, goodness sakes. I mean, conspiracy theory. That's just...
We have started this. Ooh. This needs to go viral. This is something special. Let's put this together later. Sorry to interrupt your Bayside Peace friend zone, but you have struck gold.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's him. He's friend zone. Side piece, I'm going to have to go with James Harden on this one because I feel, you know, my beard's nowhere near as big as his right now. And I feel like he tried to belittle me majority of the time. If we got in an argument, he'd be like, well, my beard's bigger. You know what I mean? And I
hear that. I
might be so mad that I'd even shave his beard while he slept just to be like, ha, don't come at me, dog. You know what I mean? Like, and plus he's, you know, sometimes a little showboat and I need a little bit on me too. So he's going to have to be in the side piece zone right there.
Wow.
And of course...
Wow, I can't believe that. I can't believe who's Bay. I'm upset.
Bay, I'm going Kyrie. And let me tell you why. This guy is consistent. And I love consistency. He points, rebounds, assists. Every year he comes in, he gives you what you know. He's going to give it to you just the way you like it. He's not going to have one big year and then one down year. You know what I mean? Like a 35-point season and then a 20-point season. No, no, no. He's like a solid 25, 26, a 6-6 type of guy. And I love consistency. So I'm going to have him, Bay. And don't get mad at me because I know how you feel about him. So that's why I'm going with him, baby.
Hold on. The dessert's coming up. Too much food. We've all been there. Thanksgiving time. Kyrie was too much. The Kyrie was too much. It was too sweet. It didn't sit well.
You know, you're saying that he's not able to be able to grow things. Well, he can grow something. That's all I know.
Hey, all I'm saying is he's going to grow a playoff loss once he gets there, and I'll look at his sad face when LeBron stares him down and says, sorry, kid. The road ends here.
Yeah, let's just even... you're getting ahead of yourself. We don't even know if LeBron's going to even get to that point this playoff season.
It is the holiday time, but I only let family members get so much slide before they get five across the face. That's all I'm going to tell you. You keep pushing me, and we're going to have a family drama exit. That's all I'm telling you.
You're like, you already got three fingers up. Two more are getting five in the face.
I've given you got two more, and that's it.
Oh, man. But I don't know about you. After dessert, you know, I'm going to have another drink. That's just the way it is. You have to have another drink. Then after a few drinks, you're like, you know what? I'm starting to get hungry again. You got to go back for seconds. And I think it's only right that for seconds we play the game, would you rather? I mean.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. If there's ever been a greater seconds, this is like the best plate you've ever had in your life. It's like. Like another family brought over a fresh turkey for you. They got all the fixings and it's all fresh.
Oh, like they brought a whole pack ready to go. Here you guys go. Just time to eat again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the best part about living near family. Second, you go to one home, you have a Thanksgiving. Yep. Then you go to the other side of the family's home for another round. So it's just kind of like one of those, it all comes together and it tastes even better. So would you rather?
Let's go.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I'm open either way. What would you prefer,
sir?
I'm going to
go first, then, because I think I
got
a good one.
I'm ready.
And this is going to start, like, a little banter on Twitter, because we will run a poll for this later. So,
let's go.
Would you rather not watch the entire season of the NFL or the NBA?
Ooh, gosh, the NFL or the NBA. All right, so this one I'm... that includes postseason?
Everything, everything. That's what I mean.
See, I had a strategy with that, but that one. Because
the Rams won't make the postseason, so you know NFL. Oh,
that's funny coming from a Niners fan. That's really funny. What are you, you're only decades away from winning eight games, we're Niner in the Super fans. Bowl don't worry. So. Gosh, I guess I'll have to say, yeah, I would probably rather skip watching the NFL. Whoa. I mean, right now, I think that's not my – I wouldn't pick that for most of my life, but right now, LeBron's my favorite athlete ever, and I wouldn't want to miss a season of LeBron for an NFL season. So my love for LeBron supersedes the NFL. There it
is. Interesting. Okay, so you'd rather – Wow, I didn't, see, I thought you'd go the other way around because you finally see the Rams actually doing something good for once. I know it's been a long time since that.
Well,
so.
They've held me down for a long time with losing, so I can hold on a few more years to wait out LeBron's career.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I mean, wow, I think, see, for me, I feel, oh, man, I was sitting here thinking about how, if I would be okay with which one, would I be okay with finally, you know, like, all right, screw it, I'm not going to watch it, but... They're both really tough because I really enjoy watching, you know, both sets. So if I feel like I had to choose one, I'd probably have to do the NFL, you know, and I'm based on, you know, you only giving me 16 to 20 games, you know, with the playoffs, and with the NBA, you're going to give me 82 plus games with the playoffs, you know, so I feel like I'd be able to get more action, you know, and some more, you know, more, I guess just more entertainment in that aspect of it all, sure. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I just think there's so much to enjoy about the NBA, and there's so many people that you can watch besides your favorite team. There's just people, there's so many personalities and stars in the league now. It's just fun to watch those guys play.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, obviously the Lakers are nowhere near as good as I wish for them to be, but I'd still, you know, I'd have to choose it, and I know I'm going to get a lot of crap from that one, but I think I'd love to see actually what people would rather do without, I guess, you know? I mean, it's a tough call because people
really don't
love
know.
NBA and people love NFL, but, you know,
I think
that's a toss-up.
I think it's going to be a close poll.
You're right,
I really
yes.
don't know who's going to win that one.
You're right.
I couldn't tell you. I think it's a coin toss.
Yep, I agree. Definitely.
Well, sir, mine is a perfect one. Since we talked about NBA, I have a would you rather. And, you know, I kind of like NBA fantasy. Like, man, who would you like to, like, start your franchise with? So I got another really good one. So, obviously, people starting to really get excited about the young 76ers and what the potential is and how great their talents are right there. So, sir, would you rather start your franchise with Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons?
Whoa, two guys, and I like those choices. Oh, man.
Yeah, and everyone's really high on them right now. Everyone's loving the Sixers and talking about, wow, is this a new dynasty getting ready to get started? So you can only pick one, and everything matters. So
injuries,
there's no, oh, what is hell? Yeah, you got to think Joel Embiid, and then you got to think Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
So
no, that's the
who
thing.
Do you start your franchise with?
They're both have their injury issues. I can only imagine Ben Simmons is going to have more in his career, just like Embiid. But if I had to choose, I'm going to have to go Embiid. I love bigs. I love the guys in the paint making a presence and being dominant. So Embiid, if he could give me at least good 50-plus games, 50 to 60 games a year, no doubt about that. There's no question. His dominance in the paint, the things that he can do for being how big he is, you know, I know all it takes is just maybe one other big to put aside him that doesn't even have to score points, but that can block, get some rebounds. That'd be championship material right there. So Embiid, I love what Simmons can do. He's already shown to just be amazing. He's, you know, he might be the face of the game, you know, him and Giannis in a few years, but I feel like Embiid right now I'd have to start it around him.
Ah, man, I got to tell you, if you, like, I know this is hypothetical, but if you took injuries out of the equation, Joel Embiid is the guy.
Oh, yes.
I mean, his ceiling's so much higher than everyone else's. Even like you were saying, Giannis and Ben Simmons, like, those guys are going to be phenomenal players. But I think, I mean, Joel Embiid, his ceiling is so high. He's so smooth out there. But keeping it real, he's too reckless. He's still playing reckless out there, and he's while I love seeing that, and he's a dog, he wants to get buckets all day long, and I love that about him. I just feel like he plays it a way where he's going to continually get injured, and at his size, you can't keep taking injuries. It slows you down quickly. So for that, I got to take Ben Simmons. I love his game. I mean, he's already going to an elite passer in the NBA. He's 6'10". He's got a LeBron-style game without the offensive aggressiveness, and that's going to come. That's the thing. He's already terrific now, and I think in a couple of years, like maybe 3 years from now, he's really going to have a confident and competent offensive game, and I really think that I love everything about Ben Simmons and what it's going to look like in the future. I'll take Ben Simmons, and I'd be happy to. I think he's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the picture right now, I think that would be a smart choice, seeing how he's younger. He's only had that one injury compared to Embiid, you know, constantly every season, every other game, day-to-day, not playing, injured, you know. So, you know, definitely. But, man, I'm in the paint type of guy. You know how I like to ron-ron people.
Throw them balls,
exactly.
Ron-ron.
And I love the bigs. And, you know, I've seen it with Shaq and how he can, you know, build this team and Kobe play around him and, you know, type of deal. So I feel like Embiid. What's that?
I just remember, you said Kobe playing around him, doing whatever you want to talk titles, okay?
Yeah, that's Kobe has how many? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the two queen that he earned.
Oh,
two that he earned.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
It's a team sport. Thanks.
Oh, there it is. I'm going to hold on to that one.
Okay, so no, that is true, though. You know, I mean, LeBron can't win it by himself.
No, that's not. Talk to the haters. They seem to think he can lose it by himself.
Well, it's true, though. When he does suck, it's his fault.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. When he loses games, when he averages a triple-double in the finals, clearly his fault.
He didn't pass 30, enough, 10, and that's 10. What it means.
I mean, come on, 30, 10, and 10 is done all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Don't, you gotta stop defending LeBron.
Hey, I don't have to stop doing anything. Don't you tell me what. I don't care that it's a holiday. You don't tell me anything.
Well, you
man.
Will stop watching the NBA when he's a Laker next year, so that's what I can't wait for.
Anyways, delusional Laker time, as usual. We're getting everybody in the NBA. All the sports want to play for us. We're special.
Hey, Lonzo's a real deal. Triple double last night, okay? So don't judge.
Hey, the sooner people get their mind around that Lonzo is Jason Kidd, and realize that Jason Kidd had a very good career, I think Lonzo's going to be a solid player in the NBA.
Ugh.
I think he just has a lot of people trying to overhype him and hate on him because of his dad. And yeah, what is Lonzo? He's not going to be the best guy in the NBA ever, but he doesn't mean he can't be a good player. I just think that, you know, I dislike the Lakers, but I'm almost on Lonzo's side now. Like, give the kid a chance to play some games. Like, rookies make mistakes all the time. The other rookies are having terrible games. We're not over there, like, highlighting them when they suck. Like,
well, I mean,
like, yeah, the guy has some bad games. He's not aggressive. He didn't a terrible look when he left his teammate during a scuffle. That is a terrible look for you. Yeah, so I mean, he has things that he's failed at big time. I just think that, you know, right now it's fun to make fun of Lonzo. I think it'll get tiresome, and he can just live a little, and I think he'll be a solid player. I just don't think he's that bad, and I just don't think he's that good either.
See, I disagree with you on that one, unfortunately. I'm a Laker fan, but I can't stand Lonzo. And, you know, I mean, I feel like at this moment, I probably will for the full season, he's a waste of a pick. You know, I mean, I for being a number two pick, I feel like there should be a lot more than hype and flash than there really is. You know, and I never liked the pick from the draft. I was really hoping we went with somebody else, you know, but Lakers, they fumbled another one. It seems like their last, like, four or five picks have been just garbage, and when we could have made a gold mine with these guys, but
I don't agree with that. Brandon Ingram is a very good player, and he was a year pick, and he's going to be even better. He is a very good scorer. He's a poor man's Kevin Durant.
I've been hearing this since he got drafted, though.
Look at his numbers this year. He's very good. He's a terrific offensive player, and if you look, Lonzo has two triple doubles, like, with under 20 games into his career. So, I mean, let's pump the brakes. Not many people have ever done that. Besides Ben Simmons, he's the second quickest to ever do it.
But, I mean,
so,
we got to look at the teams as well that he faces to get these triple doubles.
But no, we don't. It's the NBA. A triple double is still something great no matter who you get it against.
Wow.
I mean, is it bigger if you get it against Boston or Golden State? Sure, but to get it against any NBA team, I think you still have to give them credit for that.
You're disappointing me right now.
This feels like bizarro world. I'm defending your Laker players.
We're about to have a food fight. We're about to have a food fight right now.
I am so ready. Let's go. I'm sick and tired of you, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That turkey you made was a little dry, if I'm being honest.
I think it's time to say goodbye and be done. I mean, there's no other way to end there's no way to end the show and end the Thanksgiving special edition by doing something bold and ridiculous and telling somebody's horrible turkey was delicious. You know, we got to be bold and let's do bold predictions. It's time to
do that.
I mean, I feel like I should go first. You know,
yeah, I think you should.
I think I got a good one.
I think we've heard about enough out of you, so wrap that up. Thank you.
You know, since it is your birthday, I'll go first and I'll let you finish it because, I'm going to be nice today, all right?
Thanks. So since we're, go ahead and give me that bold prediction.
Since we're Thanksgiving and we're talking football for majority of it and, you know, for that special day, I think that I'm going to go with the team playing that day. And I'm going with the best game. I'm going to go with the Vikings are going to lose to the Lions.
Wow. Yes. I like that pick. I'm interested. That's going to be a good game. And I think that would make it very interesting. And it would help my case that I said both teams are making the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. So if the Lions win, I'm going to... See, you always do this. You always find a way to help me, have me root for you. You always got to get me on your side, man. Why can't we just disagree?
See, I have like four bold predictions, and then I try to go with what you talk about in the podcast, and I go with...
I 100% believe that.
I'm just kidding. But I don't want to say it's like the boldest I've ever made, but I think it's a good bold one because Vikings defense have been looking legit.
I 100% agree with you. I think that's a great pick, and I'm hoping that I just want it to be a good game.
No,
so I think I think it'll be a good game. I got a bold one for you too. I had a couple down, and I'm gonna take this one. I don't feel great. I feel okay about it, but it's only because I think it helps both of us for our teams in college. So I am going with college ranks, and I'm going with Auburn beating Bama. Ooh. That was hard for me. I didn't even want to say it. I think that. It's just the funny fact saying somebody beating Bama just doesn't seem plausible, but Auburn beat Georgia, Georgia beat Notre Dame, therefore Auburn beats Alabama, and both Georgia and Notre Dame are better than Bama.
Wow.
So,
interesting. I'd love to see how that would mess up the rankings because...
We both need it.
No, of course.
So we need Auburn to and Auburn beating them helps both of our cases for strength of schedule. So let's go Auburn. I got a lot of rooting interest in them beating Bama, and it would just be great to see Saban lose.
Oh, I love rooting against Alabama. There's no doubt about that. Unless they're facing USC, then I'd root for Bama. But yeah, I'm okay with it.
That's about the only one, too.
Oh, man. No, I mean, that's solid. And the best part about this, we got to let people know that we are starting over with bold predictions, and from this point forward, we are keeping track and rankings and everything to who's got that many
Matthew
wrong.
You cannot BS and try to say we're tied. So
we've come
to terms that we will keep.
I can't wait for this.
Very accurate record.
Very
so we can let you know
accurate. And
how far back Matthew gets?
Team
after
by
a few
team,
weeks.
Who said what at what day and all that BS. I'm going to make sure because I can't wait to see, you know, hey, Mike, you haven't got one right for the last 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we've only had one of us that had that happen, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah,
will we?
You don't want to talk about that. You're right. Because
see,
this
is why family events are always tricky. People hang out for a couple minutes too long, and then they sit here, and it ends in an ugly way, and you get some food thrown at you, and you say some things you wish you hadn't said, and maybe a glass gets broken.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
You've had a drink or two too many. So all I'm saying is your turkey was a bit dry. I thought your mashed potatoes were bland. That pumpkin pie was the worst pie I've ever had, man. This family dinner sucked. You made Thanksgiving terrible. That's what I'm saying. That's my rant for you, okay, Mr. Thanksgiving. Mr. I didn't get any thanks.
Okay. I have nothing to be thankful now this year because you just ruined it for me. I tried hard.
You poop.
You poop. Oh, man, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving for you guys listening. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today. Again, happy birthday to Mr. Michael Jenkins, guys. I mean,
thanks,
wow. If you guys are on Twitter, make sure you shout him out today. Give him some love. But, Mike, anything else you want to say to them?
Just thankful for everybody. Thankful for this podcast. Thankful for you, buddy. I just appreciate all that you guys do for us out there, and I appreciate this podcast is so enlightening and fun, and it was fun to make fun of Thanksgiving family traditions with you today.
No, I agree 100%. Until Fantasyland Friday, guys, that's going to be it today. I'm Matthew Melendez. That's birthday boy Michael Jenkins. Happy Thanksgiving. We're out.
Gobble,